Chapter 10. Strange Twists. There are many oddities, strange twists, and unanswered questions when it comes to the Kennedy assassination. Where, for example, did Lee Harvey Oswald supposedly get the ammunition for his rifle? 3 shell casings were found on the floor beneath the 6th-floor southeast window of the Texas School Book Depository Building, the so-called Sniper's Nest. Another round was in the rifle. No other bullets were found, nor was there an ammunition box or packaging among Oswald's possessions. He simply seemed to have just picked up 4 rounds somewhere. Bullets are not sold separately, they come in a box. Oswald only seemed to have 4. Where are the rest? That question has never been answered. There are also unanswered questions about the president's wounds. Doctors at Parkland Hospital, who treated the president in the emergency room, described the wounds in similar ways. There was a small, neat hole in the president's throat just below his Adam's apple. It was described as round as the circumference of a common pencil. The doctors and nurses also described a large wound in the back of the president's head, through which brain matter was oozing. In his original report, resident surgeon Dr. Charles Carrico described a 5-centimeter by 17-centimeter defect in the posterior skull, the occipital region. Other doctors agreed that the wound was both temporal and occipital, meaning wounds were observed on the side of the head and in the back of the skull. But the autopsy on Kennedy's body, conducted at Bethesda Naval Hospital, does not show a large wound in the back of the head. In addition, an autopsy photo of Kennedy's throat revealed something unusual. At Parkland, doctors made a small incision across the throat wound and inserted a breathing tube. Dr. Charles Crenshaw described it as a thin cut that left the original bullet hole visible. But that's not what the autopsy photo shows. It reveals a large, gaping hole in the president's throat, which completely obliterated the bullet wound. The autopsy doctors were unaware there was a bullet wound there until they spoke with Parkland doctors after the autopsy. So the question is, what's responsible for the discrepancy? In 1980, author and researcher David Lifton published a book called Best Evidence, making the case for what has to be one of the more bizarre conspiracy theories. According to Lifton, somewhere between Parkland Hospital and Bethesda, Kennedy's body was removed from its coffin on Air Force One and taken to another location where the wounds were altered so that it appeared all the shots came from the rear. Lifton's book was subjected to rigorous fact-checking before publication and has stood up to intense scrutiny ever since, as far as its facts are concerned. Yet the fact remains that what it suggests is truly bizarre. It is made all the more unbelievable by the fact that Jacqueline Kennedy never left her husband's coffin except for one instance, when Lyndon Johnson asked her to come forward to stand at his side while he took the oath of office as Kennedy's successor. Lifton maintains that was the time that Kennedy's body was removed from the casket, placed in a body bag, and stowed in another area of Air Force One. Once the presidential plane landed at Andrews Air Force Base, all eyes were on the grief-stricken former First Lady and the ceremonial bronze casket as it was lifted off Air Force One. Lifton believes it was at that time that Kennedy's body was removed from a side door of the plane, placed on a helicopter, and flown to Walter Reed Army Hospital, where surgeons altered the wounds. Lifton said a passage in the Warren Commission report led him to this conclusion. In the report, he cites the account of 2 FBI agents who were present during the autopsy and who wrote everything down that was said. According to their account, the autopsy doctors noted previous changes to the body done by doctors at Parkland, including a tracheotomy and surgery to the top of the head. Of course, there had been no surgery to the top of the head. Could the autopsy doctors have been mistaken? It doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility. Their efforts came under harsh criticism in the wake of the autopsy, with many experts in the field pointing out they were not qualified to perform it and made numerous mistakes. Did Lifton take a chance, hanging the crux of his argument on that observation? Perhaps, but he also interviewed several Navy corpsmen on duty at Bethesda that fateful night, who said they removed JFK's body from a cheap shipping casket long before the former First Lady entered the building with the ceremonial bronze casket. While Dr. Robert McClellan of Parkland Hospital reported that only about 20% of the president's brain was missing when the body left Dallas, Paul O'Connor, a Navy corpsman at Bethesda who received the president's body, saw something else entirely. "My job in working with the autopsies was to remove the brain," O'Connor said in a 1980s interview for a TV documentary. What struck me was when we removed the sheet, I looked down and I said, "My God, he doesn't have any brains left," literally. There was just a gasp throughout the room. Much of what we do know about the crucial seconds surrounding President Kennedy's death is because of the 27-second film shot by amateur photographer Abraham Sapruder. It provides a timeline for the events. But in recent years, even the Sapruder film itself has become a subject of controversy, as some conspiracy theorists have claimed it has been altered to the point that it is simply a hoax, that the events it purports to show did not happen the way they appear.